All right, guys, we're gonna get started. It is 11 o'clock. Welcome back to our Power Half Hour. We took a 1 week break from last week. We had the shareholder summit. It was super inspiring. A lot of info overload. It was literally a fire hose, but we had a great time. And welcome back. Today, we have a super special guest, Amy Lin, one of our own. She's in our group from LA. And she is one of the top consultants for Bob Proctor. For those of you who don't know who Bob Proctor is, he's the star, one of the speakers of the movie, The Secret. And 2006, I was down and out and I just started my real estate career and I found myself, reading all these books, right? Reading all these books, Science of Getting Rich, Think and Grow Rich, The Diamond Cutter, all those books. It was all put together with The Secret. And, during that time, I really got connected to Bob Proctor. And I was surprised, Amy, that you said not many people know him. I mean, this guy is a legend. What is he like, 84, 85 now? He still looks like he's barely 65.
He's going to be 86 in July.
86. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you officially, Amy Lin, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, John. And hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be on the eXp platform. So I'll introduce myself a little bit. So like what John said, I am a consultant with Bob Proctor. And for those of you that may not know Bob, besides that he starred in the movie The Secret or the book, he's actually the only living lineage from Andrew Carnegie. So most of you guys know the book Think and Grow Rich, absolutely. So he's actually the living lineage from that information. So Napoleon Hill actually mentored a gentleman called Earl Nightingale. So for those of you that have been in the personal development industry, he's actually the godfather who started all this personal development industry. So he mentored Bob. So that's actually the lineage. And Bob is 80, he's gonna be 86 in July. So he's been studying Think and Grow Rich every single day for the past 59 years. So that's where all the information comes from. And what I do is I take my clients through a 6 month coaching program through a systematic approach, changing from the inside out. And what I mean by inside, I don't mean in your body, I mean in here. Okay, right. So everything you want on the outside, your results, it's a reflection of what's going on inside. So until you change the outside doesn't change. So that's basically what I do, John.
That's awesome. There was a lot there. I just want to reiterate the fact that Bob Proctor is the only active lineage from the source of all this personal development. If you guys don't know who Earl Nightingale is, The Strangest Secret. Go and listen to that on YouTube. There's snippets of it. It's just absolute gold. He's the only active living lineage of all that information. So, guys, really, really check it out. And so what you do for clients is you tap into their inside their subconscious mind to Perfect. Break through barriers to help them with all their goals.
Yes.
So, tell me about the distinction between coach for Bob Proctor and a consultant.
Sure, absolutely. So when I actually first started, I actually went on to his website and I didn't know the difference. So being a consultant is like being an independent contractor, just like a realtor versus a broker. So what I teach is I partner up with Bob. So I actually teach his program. Okay. So I'm a consultant. I own my own business. I get my own clients versus a coach. A coach with Bob Proctor is he works for Bob. So he's on Bob's payroll. So he's not able to do seminars and webinars on their own because Bob provides them with prospects or customers. That's the difference. Yeah.
Gotcha. So you're an independent contractor that uses Bob's information to coach people on how to achieve their goals.
Yes.
as opposed to a coach for Bob. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so tell us about a little bit about this 6 months program, like an outline. What do you do with your clients?
Sure. So first thing, most important things that first thing when I sit down with my client is, or prospect, is I ask them, what do you want? And that's actually a big question. And what I come to find out that a lot of people don't know what they want. They can tell me a list of things that they don't want, but they're not able to tell me what they want. So, and it's really mind-boggling because no one asks that question, like, what do you want? Right? And that's the biggest thing that I ask my client, what do you want? And so I take them through the different types of goals. And when I talk about goals here, it's not like, you know, how other people talk about goal setting. Did you want me to share the different types of goals, John, right now?
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of recreate that. So you go through certain steps to achieve your client's goals.
Yes.
But not many people really know what they want, right? Right? They just know what they don't want. And therefore, they're so attracted to what they don't want all the time. They think why their lives are not working.
Right. Absolutely. Right? They're stuck, right? Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, got it. So that's cool. And so you get to help your clients figure out exactly what they want. And then you can go from there with the steps to help them achieve their goals. So tell me about the steps. Or the ABCs that you talked about.
Sure. So there's different types of goals that we're talking about. And what I call the ABCs of goal. Okay. So the type A goal is what they know they can achieve. Okay. So think about this. Let's talk about in terms of real estate. So think about your GCI for last year, 2019, right? Everybody has that number. And for example, if you made 100K last year, 2019, and for 2020, you're here to set up your goal. If you put down 100K again, that's what we call an A-type goal because you know how to achieve it. You've already done it. So there is no inspiration in that. Okay, so we don't want to mess with little goals. So the next level goal is what we call a B-type goal. B-type goal is what you think you can do. Okay, so in terms of income, last year you made 100 and this year you want to make 125. So in your mind, you're like, okay, if I close two more deals, if I do this and do that, then I can do it. So you have a plan.
So B goal is something that you can see happening by adding to it.
Correct. So it's an incremental. So in terms of income, it could be like 125. So it's just a little bit more than what you made last year.
Got it. So I used to belong to the Mike Ferry program, and Mike would always tell us, you know, if you made 100,000 and you could add 25% to it, you would double your goal every 5 years.
Mm.
Right. Yes. So those we are, you know, looking at B goals.
Correct.
That makes sense. So how do you take your client to go from incremental to exponential, which I think what you were talking about is Siegel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so you're absolutely right. So it doesn't make sense because we're not taught on how to think not only exponential, but what I'm talking about is quantum leaps. Like it's an idea for most people. They're not able to grasp. So we're not messing with incremental. There's no growth in that. So what we focus on is what we call the C-type goal. Is what you really, really want. So it's more of a fantasy. So it could be $1 million, right? For a lot of people, a million, for some reason, they all want to be a millionaire, right? That's like the title. So that's, for example, that's in terms of a C-type goal. So something you really, really want, and you don't know how to get it. You have no idea, absolutely no idea on how to get it.
Yeah, so I think that's why a lot of people are okay with incremental increases until they double their goal. I mean, I just went and worked and worked and worked, and it took me 10 years to get to, you know, what I really wanted was a BHAG, you know, big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yes.
But you're saying potentially in a short amount of time, there can be quantum leaps.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got it.
Yes.
I want to ask the crowd, like, who wants a quantum leap in their business? Okay, pay good attention to Amy. Okay, tell us a little bit more about these BHAGs, these quantum leaps.
So it all starts with your thinking, okay? And I want to, you know, open up to your audience. So think, okay? So let's just say success. And success looks different with a lot of people, okay? And then the best definition of success is what I found from Earl Nightingale. He says that success is the progressive realization of a worthy idea. Mm. I want your audience to think about that. What does that mean? He's not saying that you're successful once you reach the goal. No, he's saying progressive. As every day, as you're taking steps towards your goal, you are successful. It's not because of the goal. And one thing I want to point out is that the purpose of setting a goal is not to get.
Wait, hang on. The purpose of setting a goal is not to actually achieve the goal, to get the goal.
Nope.
Tell me more about that, because I call BS, because that's what I've been doing for the last 15 years I've been in real estate. I want to get that goal.
I know. I know. It just blew my mind when I first heard that too. Okay. So you're going to get the goal. No doubt about that. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of setting a goal is actually to grow.
Wow.
It's to pull something out of you that you didn't even know was there before. And I know your audience must have heard this before, is that it's not about the destination. It's more about the person you're becoming along the way, right? And I'm sure you've expanded. You've grown a lot in the past 15 years, I can say, right, John?
This hits home like hard actually for me because, through 14, 15 years in real estate, all I was about was hitting that goal. And no wonder, you know, when I hit a certain goal, I felt immediate emptiness.
Yes.
Immediate emptiness.
Yes.
Because I was totally doing the wrong thing. I was always going beast mode. Let's get to a million. Let's get to 1.5 million, whatever. And then once I got it, I was like, what?
Right. Absolutely.
And I was immediately burnt out.
Exactly.
So what, tell the crowd here, tell the audience, what should we be focusing on as we are achieving our goals? Because, you know, focusing on who we are being, who we are becoming,
yes,
seems very conceptual for most of the crowd, I would think.
Okay, good. So this is where the concept of conscious and subconscious comes in. Okay, so conceptually, everyone can understand on a conscious level what that means, right? Becoming that person, right? But what does that really mean deep down inside in your subconscious mind? Is your self-image.
Your self-image, deep down inside, self-image. Okay, this is what we're talking about being then. Your
Correct.
Beingness. Okay, tell us more about self-image, how that affects our subconscious mind and conscious mind.
It affects everything. So a big part of your self-image is your self-worth. You're never, ever going to outperform your self-image. Okay, so your self-image determines how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, how many sales you do. It's the person of that person that you're becoming. And this is deep down in your subconscious level that you're not even consciously aware of.
Oh, ouch. I mean, this is hitting home hard, Amy. Thank you. So you don't even know it. You don't even know it. So how are you unraveling all these ideals with your clients so you can peel the onion back and get to the core and actually have them quantum leap? Tell us
Correct.
A little bit about it.
So that's why it takes awareness. You have to be aware that there is something that's driving you. And this is what we call a paradigm. And some of you might have heard of paradigm. What paradigm is basically is a multitude of habits. So it's the way of your thinking, the way you're doing things that's unconscious, right? And you know, a term that Tony Robbins uses is conditioning, right? You're conditioned, we're conditioned. And this is not conscious. So first thing is awareness. You have to gain the awareness that, okay, so there's something that's change that's driving, it's a driving force that's holding me back. And it's not the behavior. So most people think do. I got to do this. I got to make the calls and all that. Those are important. Actions are important for sure. But before you go out and take those inspired actions, I like to call it, you have to first be. You have to think, what is it that you want? What kind of clients do you want to attract? Do you want to attract easygoing clients that, you know, come list me clients? Or you're just desperate, you want anybody, right? It starts in here. So it goes back down to, what is it that you want? Who are your client perfect avatar? Who's your perfect client that you want to work with? It starts here. Once you start here, then you're able to attract those people into your life. That's where the law of vibration, law of attraction comes in.
Gotcha. Wow. So you have to focus on who you're being first before you go out and take the inspired action. Because if you're not focused on being, you're just do, and you're focused on the wrong beingness, then you're attracting a bunch of BS potentially.
Correct.
Because your paradigm is in that BS mode.
Yes. And you're not even aware. That's the thing. You're not even aware of it. And you can go out and do and get burned out. But if you don't change the underlying cause, which is the paradigm, nothing is going to change. And that's the reason why people go through life. They get results over and over and over again, right? They feel like they're stuck, right? Because it's their thinking that's stuck. It's the paradigm that's controlling them. And since you know Errol Nightingale, he says that we become what we think about, right? I'm sure you've heard that. What does that mean? We become what we think about. What do most people think about?
They think about getting out of debt.
Right? They think about prosperity. They don't think about money consciousness. They think about debt. They think about lack because they're focusing on the current result. And if you're focusing on your current result, that's where you're going to get, right?
Wow. Jeez. Hey, is anybody else getting hit hard right now in this conversation? I sure am. I'm just mind blown right now. So I want to touch a little bit about what you sent me last time with the Bob Proctor. I think it was like an hour long thing. The main thing that I got, which you can explain to our audience here, is upside down, inside out.
Okay, good. So we're so conditioned to live from the outside in. Okay, we look at our current situation, current circumstances, and we think we gotta change something that's outside, right? Rather is to change what's inside. And when I say inside, like I said, it's not inside your body. It's inside here, your mind. You go here, okay? So one thing that I wanna touch up on is that, like I said, we're so conditioned looking at circumstances, okay? Because we have five senses, right? We can see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Right? Most people are looking at their results. They're looking at their bank account. They're looking at how many escrows they have in a month, right? Or don't have. And then they get stuck, okay? So what you want to do is you want to live from the inside out, meaning you want to go to your imagination. This is what we call the higher faculties. So there's six higher faculties that all of us possess. It's just we're not taught how to use them. Number one, imagination, right? And Albert Einstein said, imagination is the most important thing. More important than knowledge, okay? First one, imagination. Second is your intuition. I'm just gonna name it out. Third is reason. Number four is memory. Number five, perception, okay? And then number six, intuition, imagination, reason, perception, memory. So the six. So those six are what you need to tap into to live from the inside out, from the inside out. Yeah, thank you, Helen.
Yeah, so inside out, guys, that's when you can say your circumstances do not determine your future.
Right.
And you have to use the six faculties inside to produce what's outside.
Yes.
Right. But if you keep focusing on your circumstances determining your future, then that's all you're focused on. And you'll keep repeating that result.
Correct.
Got it. So that's inside out. Tell us about upside down.
So this is It's going to get interesting. Okay, so we live on three planes of understanding. Okay, so we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. We live in a physical body and we have an intellect. Okay, so it's three levels of understanding. Some people are saying, oh, I'm not spiritual. They don't understand what they truly are. We are all spiritual beings. That's
who we are. We are all spiritual beings, right.
We live in a physical body. So we are actually having a physical experience in this earth, on this earth right now.
We are spiritual beings having a physical experience on this earth.
Yes, with the intellect.
Okay.
With the intellect. So what difference us from animals is animals, they don't have intellect. They cannot think, right? They react. But we, humans, we are able to respond. So we don't react. So react is fight or flight, right? Things happen, like you snap. Respond is, okay, what is it that I do want, right? So it comes from out here, okay? So it's ideas. Ideas come from the ether, from outside, right? And all of us, every day we get ideas. We get ideas from the ether, from the universe. But a lot of times we reject the idea because we don't see the how. We don't see how we can do that.
Oh, say that again, Amy. Say that again. We reject ideas, guys, because we don't see the how. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Right? And therefore you quit.
Yeah. Well, you don't start. You don't even accept the idea. You reject it right away.
Ooh. I have rejected myself over and over too. So I get it. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to start accepting ideas, right? Mm. But to do that, you have to be quiet. You have to allow yourself to be in the receptive mode. And I know you're a fan of Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
Yeah. So she talks about being the vortex, feeling good, right? Being in a receiving mode. You have to be in that vibration in order to receive. Otherwise, you just reject it. Imagine how many million-dollar ideas we reject, right?
Oh, and then, my gosh.
Right?
Jack Tsai, the vortex. Listen up.
Yes. Huh?
Man, that's gold. This is absolute gold. Okay, we have 8 minutes left, but there's so much there, Amy. I mean,
yeah.
I would request that you know, we share the link to where, you know, how people can get a hold of you to talk more about this, or simply, you know, get involved in your coaching. But you know, since the time that we have left, I'd like you to share the three top secrets you're gonna, you know, help us with to advance our businesses and our lives.
Good. Okay. So there's so many things I was preparing them, like, oh my God, just three. Okay. So these are really good. Okay. So make sure you write these down. Yep. First, like I said, make sure you write down exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. Okay. And in terms of money, or, you know, I know everyone on the audience is, you know, money. Make sure it's, write it down. It's a quality. Okay. So you can actually quantify it. Okay, it's a number, okay? And don't give any thought to the how, okay? This is important. Just allow yourself. What would you, ask yourself this question. What would I love? If you want $1 million, that's fine, write it down. What would I love, okay? So be very clear on that.
What would I love?
What would I
love? What I want, a quantifiable, measurable goal.
Yes.
And make sure not to think about how.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. So number two, once you have that, number two, what I want you to do is you build a clear mental picture of that idea. So our mind sees in pictures.
Mm.
That's how the mind works, right? When I say your car, right? You don't see the word C-A-R, you see an image of your car. So our mind sees it images. That's the reason why people have vision board. Because,
right?
So number two is make sure you have a clear mental picture of what you want in images.
Mm, in images, got it.
Images. And then one of the most powerful tools, technique, is visualization. It is hands down, like number one. You gotta visualize daily, okay? And you can only visualize 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be long, but the best time to visualize is two times. Once, right when you wake up, because your mind is in what we call a theta state. So this is when your mind is most receptive to any idea. Okay, so your paradigm is not gonna come in and kill it, okay? So best time is when you first wake up in the morning and then when you before you go to bed. When you drift out to bed, instead of thinking, oh, what went wrong today? I want you to think about your vision, your goal. What kind of life you wanna live in? And really focus on the feeling. Feeling is the secret, okay? That's a secret, I'll talk about the secret. Feeling is the secret. If you read from the Think and Grow Rich, if you have any idea, but it's not emotionalized with emotions, they don't work. They don't work because emotions are the language of the subconscious mind.
Emotions are the language of the subconscious mind. Guys, write that down. Emotions are the language of the subconscious mind. So if you're visualizing a whole bunch of stuff that you want, but you have no emotional attachment or feeling to it, there's no attraction.
Yep. That's right.
Got it.
Yep. Because feeling sets off a magnetic field. That's how the attraction works. Okay. So feeling is the secret. That's number two. Number three, what I want you guys to do is make a decision. Make a decision what you want. You deserve what you want. And make a decision you're going to become the person that you want to be. Okay. And when you make a decision, don't make a decision based on your circumstances. Don't make a decision based on what you can afford. I want you to focus make a decision based on what you want. That's it. Nothing else matters because when there's a will, there's a way. You'll find the money, you'll find the resources. That's the how. Don't worry about that. You gotta first make a decision. The power of decision is huge.
The power of decision. Decide what you want.
Yes.
Write it down.
Yes.
Visualize it with emotions. That's when you have the opportunity to have a quantum leap in your life. Make sense?
Yes.
Thank you for the three secrets. That's phenomenal. That's just so much gold in like less than 25 minutes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I want the audience to have an opportunity to ask you some questions. I want to open it up right now. Actually, maybe there's some in the chat box here.
John, I got a question for
you.
Hey,
go ahead. Hi, Janet.
Okay. Amy, how do you go beyond that mind chatter? Sometimes I don't even know what I want. So how do you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can dream big?
Yes, Jinata. So that's a big one. Like I said, most people don't know what they want. So what I would suggest you do is to find a quiet place where you can be by yourself and really let your mind totally relax, okay? Put on some music in the background and allow yourself to imagine what your ideal life would look like, okay? And I can bet you each one of us knows what you want deep down inside. Everybody wants freedom. Am I right? Everybody wants time freedom. Everybody wants financial freedom. Like, I don't know you, but I know what you want. Everybody wants the same thing. But what happens is a lot of times we don't allow ourselves to go there. We don't dare to imagine. We don't dare to think. So this is why I want you to find a place and just, you know, let your mind relax and let yourself go there. And after that, you write down. So I want you to write down five things that you will love. When you quiet your mind, ideas are gonna come to you, okay? If you don't reject them, okay? Let them come, they will come, and write them down. So if you don't know what you want, do that for the next, for 7 days. Do that every single day for 7 days. And I can guarantee you, you're gonna find out what you want.
Man, that's so great. Thank you for asking, Janet. That's awesome, okay. Another question from Paul Bennett, which is Leilani. I have a question. How do you actually shift your subconscious paradigms. Most of them are happening subconsciously, so you aren't even aware of them. Are there tools that you can offer?
Yes. So that's a really good question. So there's only two ways to change your paradigm. One is what we call emotional impact. So like bam, like this. So emotional impact is usually negative. For example, if someone got laid off, or someone has got cancer, someone got a divorce, right? This is when people like, it's kind of like a wake up call. They're like, oh man, like I got to change, right? So unfortunately, it's mostly negative, okay? So the second way is constant spaced repetition with elite coaching. I'm going to say that again. Constant spaced repetition with elite coaching, okay? So the first part is constant spaced repetition. So if you read the Think and Grow Rich book, it talks about to read the book 30 days, right? I mean, it tells you in there, but how many of us actually, you know, read it every day? Not a lot of people, right? But it's constant spaced repetition, okay? Along with elite coaching. Why is it important to have a coach? And I know John was a coach yourself too. Coach are able to point out your blind spots that you're not able to see because you're not even aware. So I personally have two coaches, right? Because just think about this, when you're growing up, when you're learning sports, right? Even people in sports, like athletes, they have a coach. Why? Right? Barack Obama had a coach. Who else? Oprah Winfrey has a coach. Everybody has a coach. If you want to excel at what you do and not take the long way, not the shortcut, but the easier way is getting a coach. Yeah. So those
getting
are the two.
A coach and repetitious what?
Constant space repetition.
Constant space repetitious.
So meaning say the same thing, write the same thing, listening to the same thing over and over again until it becomes a part of you, until it becomes subconscious.
Write it so much that you beat it into your subconscious mind and get a coach.
Yes.
Got it. I hope that helps, Lonnie. Here's a question from James Tran from out of LA. What about the folks who are monotone, don't have strong emotion?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're talking about yourself, James, but I'm the same way.
That's a great question, James. You know, especially men in a sense, right? Because men are programmed to feel like you got to toughen up. You can't show any emotions, right? So that's a big thing for a lot of people, not just men, but, you know. So what happens is now we know that feeling is the secret. Feeling is the secret. And if you don't feel it, you're doing this not useless, but it's just, you're not going to get the same effect. So if you're not able to feel it, I would recommend there's got to be a blockage, meaning it could be a paradigm. So why do you feel like you should not show any emotions? Why are you not letting yourself to feel? There's got to be something, and a lot of time is go back to your childhood, because this is so deeply rooted in your childhood, right? So for example, a lot of people, if they don't speak up, right? They don't speak up in meetings, because when they were young, they were told by their parents to be quiet, right? Don't say anything. You see, so a lot of things stem from when we're young. And that's why this is so subconscious. You don't even know. So it takes time to go back and think. And I don't want to say dig up, but it's really to look at your upbringings. It has a huge, huge thing on the way you are right now. So.
Maybe James, you ought to have a separate conversation with Amy. he says, thank you. Makes a lot of sense. He says he wants stronger vibrations.
Yeah.
You guys should chat. But, you know, our time is up. I'm so bummed. But, you know, whoever wants to chat more with Amy, you know, connect with her on Facebook, Instagram, or you got your Calendly. Okay, perfect. Perfect. That's awesome. Amy, thank you so much. You are definitely top of the top for all of Bob Proctor's consultants. I mean, you know your stuff. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, guys. No other questions. Let's go and have a great day. Let's really thank Amy today. Oh, even my dog is clapping.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Have a great day ahead. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Thank you, Amy. Good job.
Bye.
Thank you.